Proverbs 16:26 says, "He that laboreth, laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him." You would think that statements like this would go without saying, but in times of prosperity, some folks just seem to think that food is a right, and many expect society to feed them for free, even if they won't work and are able-bodied. For all of human history, man has been motivated to work by his need to eat, to feed his mouth. You hungry? You work. But how many people do you know who just won't work and they expect others to feed them? I've known a number of people like that through the years, and what's worse is that many of these people procreate and want the rest of society or someone else or anyone else to feed them and their offspring, even as they refuse to work to earn the money to buy food for themselves and their own. This is happening more and more as we see the death of the Christian work ethic. Paul described that Christian work ethic in 1 Thessalonians 4:11 and 12, "And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing." This was once memorized by children in the public and home schools across America, and most Americans lived by this commandment. 100 years ago, if you traveled to countries where evangelical and Protestant Christianity was not represented by large portions of the country, you'd find what you now find in cities controlled by Christ-rejecting liberals and progressives. Go to San Francisco or Los Angeles in California. Go to Portland in Oregon, Austin in Texas, or New York City or Chicago. You'll see hordes of shiftless bums living on the streets and demanding others give them handouts of food and cash so they can continue to buy their drugs and not work. But it's not compassion to hand out food to someone who's able to but will not work. It's enablement, and you're helping them walk toward an early grave. Compassion would be to take these people off of the streets one by one, lock them up until they dry out from drugs and alcohol, and as you feed, clothe, and provide basic shelter and health care, you require them to work. That's what governments are supposed to do. See Romans 13:1-5 and 1 Timothy 1:8-11 for the biblical teaching. And the real biblical compassion is laid out by the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 10 through 12. "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread." End quote. The old saying is, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime. That's the gist of the message of our proverb. He that laboreth, laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. I certainly hope that no one calling themselves a Bible believer and watching this is a lazy bum. But if you are, you certainly are not right with God. God knows your wicked heart, and you should repent, confess your sin to Him, and begin obeying His word today. But most of our listeners need to understand that if you love someone, you don't do what's easy, you do what is right. Don't enable those who will not work. Be charitable and ready to help those who will work. Be firm with what we've been calling in recent years tough love with those who will not work until they become willing. That's how Jesus did it. That's how He told us to do things throughout His Word. And we all know that God's way is the right way, no matter how you feel about it. As our previous proverb reinforces that fact in Proverbs 16:25. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Again, do things God's way.